like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Well, here's a chestnut, Anna Karenina, and we have a new film out starring Keira Knightley. What do you think?
I don't really know what to say about this because this is a film that is visually amazing, but the story completely falls flat for me. And I love Keira Knightley. And what do you think about Jude Law? Jude Law is playing not a heartthrob in this whatsoever, so off cast, off type. He's
tight. He's playing Karenin as I think he should play him, which is a bureaucrat who's not a bad guy. He's just a cold fish.
Right.
But I think it's a setup to have her fall for Vronsky, who is the major with the attractive dashing, but we know that he beds wealthy women, and we know that he's way too pretty.
Here's my issue, and you're listening to this right now, and you're thinking, Carolyn is so shallow. It was so distracting. This guy who plays this supposed to be this charming kind of regal looking ladies man. He has weird yellow hair, this weird mustache.
I like the whole conceit of putting it mainly on a stage.
Brilliant. Loved
it. If you think about the expanse of the Russian novel, there's no way that you can do that justice. So what you do is scale it down
and
put it on a stage and make it representational. For me, what happens on that is that I lose the global
vastness,
perspective.
Right.
Right. And I lose the whole old order.
You know, you say small scale, and this film was very one-note-ish. I must have missed something because it seemed like there was one plot. They didn't make you feel anything.
Well,
it's all about adultery, and they leave out everything else.
Well, that's a great point.
Or love, I guess, because by mention of words, but not really in any action.
No, the major problem was I wanted more than the adultery. I get it.
Fine. I know, we get it.
And
it's
we
very
know how
basic.
Restrictive the society is, and the stage works very well for cramping everybody and making them play their roles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't play that role, you are going to be ostracized as she was.
Right,
and
so
we all
it was
know
symbolic,
that.
The stage and all these
well,
things.
Yeah, we even had a model train in there, so we knew the train was going to be big.
Right.
And everybody knows what happens to her at the end. Keira Knightley is a 26-year-old actress. I believe she's come a long way. I believe she's a good actress.
Yeah.
But the other actresses who have played Anna have usually been 30 or older. But I can't get a sense of great tragedy for her because...
I don't think there... I will say I don't think it was the actress. I think anyone you put in that role, there's not a lot of meat to it.
Well, what Tolstoy does, of course, is to put that whole agrarian revolt that's going to be coming and the whole loss of the old order and all of that plays, particularly with Levin. Whose role here they pull back in order to emphasize...
He was great, by the way, the actor who plays him.
Yeah.
And that they did such a great job combining sound with the visuals and also light.
And I'll tell
really
you one
beautiful.
Other thing that you haven't mentioned that is prominent for director Joe Wright was the ability to use the ballet motif. She and Vronsky, when they really connect, there's a beautiful ballet.
Before we started recording, John said to me, it's like if you can't get James Franco, you get this guy.
Yes, right.
Such a visually beautiful and very thoughtfully done movie as far as like the terms of the set and the music and the sound, everything like that. It's really beautiful. So see it just for that. Whereas the characters, the development of the characters were so, it was like secondary.
Well, it's a very stylized movie.
Yeah.
And one picking off of one of the great novels of all time. So it's a challenge. That's why I liked it. I think it's a new way to see an old chestnut, and it's going to be as flawed as anyone will do in trying to catch Tolstoy and put him into 2 hours. You just can't do it.
All right, so what's your grade, John?
My grade is a B.
My grade is a... I feel like I'm always so much harder than you, John. You always give it a good grade. My grade is a... I'm going to say it's a B, C+/B-.
That's okay. I accept that. And my point has always been, if we're worried about grade inflation, is that you and I pick movies that we're probably going to like.
Right.
And so you're going to
find... So our expectations are high.
Yeah, most of the time we're going to have B's or A's, not because we grade inflate, but because we pick them ourselves, and if we can pick a possible winner, we do.
Well, and we pick movies we think the listeners are going to like.
Yes. It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics with perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows, read reviews, go online, wcbe.org.
Let's go!